This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 334 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on month of February. We dedicated to one Mr. Bruce Willis. Now, of course, we've already done Die Hard. We did all the Die Hards. We did The Fifth Element, but we're doing some of these other like standalone one-off movies that he starred in. And guys, we have a special guest. Before I go into the review, he was here last episode, so if you heard him then, you're going to hear him again. His name is Rich. Rich, go ahead, introduce yourself and let him know where they could find you.
Well, again, thank you for having me. Glad to be back. Appreciate you guys. You can find me over on Instagram at TurnerFan77 and on YouTube at TurnerFan77. But my show with my partner in crime, the 4K Lowdown, aka David. You can find our show By the Numbers and The High Five at the Faces for Radio YouTube channel.
There you go. That's where you could find them. Now, Alex, this is a very interesting episode. So this movie is from 1997, The Jackal. And this, I think, I can't, because you could correct me if I'm wrong, 330 episodes. I don't remember one where we did a themed month and the person we did the theme of, they were the villain of the movie.
I think we did.
Okay. The closest I could remember was when we did, Stupid Assassins for Steven, like Sylvester Stallone. Like, he was a bad assassin. So he was kind of a bad guy, but he was our hero. Here is a straight villain. So if it happened before, I don't remember. It's rare.
Ambulance.
Oh, yeah. They were.
Because Jake Gyllenhaal and the other guy, we had to flip floppity doodah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was Michael Bay month, though.
Oh, I guess. Still the main villains, though.
Yeah, but I don't remember like where we did like Arnold Schwarzenegger month where he was the bad guy.
I see what you mean.
Always the good guys.
Yeah, this is the first.
This is the first. Okay, so a little first for you there. Now, before we get into it, you guys know I always like to ask the question. I'll start with Rich since he's our guest. Rich, I ask Alex a different set of questions for you. How long has it been since you've seen this movie?
According to my letterbox, I watched it in 2021.
Oh.
So it's been a few years. But I remember seeing this in the theater with my dad when it came out.
Okay, so this was a theater for you. Now, yeah. Alex, you know, for you, I like to ask, have you seen this movie? And have you heard of it before today?
No to both.
You didn't even know this movie existed.
How did you not know about this movie?
I slipped through the cracks.
97, when it was in the 90s, I was mostly out and about. I became more of like a watching film more when I became a dad. Like I started watching more movies, but in the 90s, Alex was out and about.
Alex watched movies like as a kid and then as a dad. The whole middle section.
Yeah, pretty much. I was performing on stages and
a
musician. So I was doing more of that stuff. But yeah.
I always love asking if he's even heard of them. I pick some movies he's never even heard of them. So it's always first time watches for him. So for me, the little story I was gonna tell you guys was I thought I'd seen this movie. And then when I started watching it, I never seen this movie.
That's the story of Nate's life.
It's the story of my life. I'm like, I've definitely. So if you would have came up to me last week and be like, you've ever seen The Jackal? I would be like, yeah, Bruce Willis, Richard Gere. And then if you asked me what happened in it, I wouldn't have been able to tell you.
It's exactly like, Rich, you're going to laugh. Our boy, Evan. Okay. Yeah. You can laugh at Evan all you want. He goes, yeah, we're talking about the directors. Remember that?
And he goes,
oh man, this director is amazing. He did a great job. And he goes, yeah, but that's not the director who directed this movie. He goes, oh, he's horrible.
he thought the director of the movie was somebody else, that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, Pride and Glory. It was Pride and Glory.
Pride and Glory.
He thought he directed the movie Miracle. And I was like,
the hockey movie?
Like, no, nah, man.
He was like, it's amazing. And then we were like, no, it's not. He was like, oh, it's a horrible. It's no, it was opposite. Jack Ryan.
Yeah, it was Jack Wasn't Ryan. It? Yeah. It was the opposite. Jack Ryan. He thought the guy who directed The Sum of All Fears directed Miracle. It was that the guy who directed Pride and Glory directed it.
Yeah.
That was funny. But yeah,
and then in the other film, when we were doing the other film, he was like, oh my God. He goes, this director did this movie. And we're like, no, that's another director. He goes, oh God, what is going on?
Wasn't he the Jack Ryan guy?
Jack Ryan, yeah.
Shout out to Evan. He was our intern. intern for like 8 weeks. he was here every week.
Evan's awesome. Evan. He busts my balls all year.
He's got like 10 more episodes coming up in the future. So he's our intern. We should just, he's our intern. We'll put him on payroll soon. Or we'll give him a little pin, like an intern pin. So Evan the intern, that's his new nickname. I'll let him know when he comes back. Now, let's get into this review. Before we do, 1997. Great cast. If you just look at the names, right? You got Bruce Willis, Richard Gere, Sidney Poitier, J.K. Simmons. Like there's some people who at the time
Jack
were
Black.
Big. Jack Black. Yeah, yeah, we got actors at 97 who were big, and then actors who went on to be big later, like become bigger. J.K. Simmons, Jack Black. I feel like they became more popular later. So that being said, let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores and let's just jump right into the review. These are not great. I'll be honest with you. 24% critics score. 24. I was a little surprised when I went to check. 51% audience score. I'm less surprised with that than I am with the 24. Do these numbers strike you as surprising or not really, Rich?
No, not at all. Especially, you said 97,
yeah,
right?
97, yeah.
Not for 90, yeah. No, this gets lost.
Mm. Fair enough. Alex, surprising, not surprising?
I am not surprised with the 20s. In the 20s. In that ballpark, I am not surprised. Surprise.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to talk about this since two of us have never seen it, even though one of us thought they did, and Rich has saw this at the theater. So let's jump right in. Let's go with lead character. In this case, it's actually for Bruce Willis Month. The lead character is Richard Gere as a Declan Mulqueen. Now, it's a little bit of an ensemble, but he's our main protagonist. Yeah. Rich, what did you think?
This is one of the only two Richard Gere films I like. I'm not a big fan of Richard Gere. I hate his accent in this. I really do. But for this, you want me to score it, right now?
Yeah. What you could do, you can score it wherever you want. Wherever you drop it, it doesn't matter. Front, beginning, end, doesn't matter.
I think I'm gonna go 3 on the lead because, I mean, he's good in it, but his accent takes me out of it. Yeah.
Okay, so 3.
Then Bruce Willis is good, too.
He's villain.
For Declan Mulqueen, Richard Gere. Yeah. Alex, what did you think of Richard Gere in this film?
This is like my first Richard Gere movie.
You ever see Pretty Woman?
No.
Or Primal Fear?
Primal Fear?
You ever seen Primal Fear? Yeah, Primal Fear. You ever seen that?
Didn't we just tell you I didn't see the block of 90s movie?
I know, that's true. I've
never seen any Richard Gere. This is his first Richard Gere movie.
This is my first Richard Gere.
Right, what'd you think
I hated his Irish accent. Oh, my God. It's horrible in this movie. The character himself, if he didn't have that Irish accent, would have been good. He would have been really good. I was like, oh, man, Richard Gere, not bad. But there's something eerie about this movie that I feel like we saw this shit before with these characters. But anyway, I really was, again, his character, he comes out of prison for some reason. I do not know why. The jackal set him up during a sting together and he pretty much buried him. Like he burned him.
Yeah.
And during a heist. It was a heist. Girl. Yes. And Isabella. He shot Isabella with their kid and he pretty much got caught during. So he was pretty much in prison. So they take him out and now he's after the jackal. And I was just like, oh, okay, great. And he has an Irish dude. I was like, man, this movie's so south
of
me.
Yeah, he was part of
the IRA. Very Jack Ryan, without Jack Ryan. I gave him a 3. I thought he was good. I don't think the character was like that great or anything. I just hated his voice. I agree with Rich. His voice is annoying in this movie. But I thought Richard Gere was really good in the role. I thought he was good. If he was British or English, I would have been. I'd be like, all right, this is good. So I give him a 3.
Yeah, you know, Richard Gere. I've seen Richard. I like Richard Gere as an actor. He's fine. Alex, I think the movie you might be thinking of because it reminded me of it when I was watching it. The Rock when they go get Sean Connery
out of prison
and he makes a deal and they're like, you better not run, and he's like, I might. You can trust me. Give me a gun. He always wants a gun. They never give him a gun. It's like, it's kind of similar. Anyway, I agree with both of you. This, it's not that he has an Irish accent. It's that he sounds like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. It's not like a good Irish accent. And I think he knows it's not good because he whispers throughout the whole movie. His voice never raises above like, we're pretty soft like this. So I think he didn't feel 100% comfortable. So the we try not to rate the performance when we're rating the character, but I feel like he wasn't comfortable with the accent. Also, fun fact, he was originally cast as the Jackal and Bruce Willis came in and ended up taking the role and they hated each other, which is why they're never on screen together except for like 20 seconds at the end of the movie.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, they hated
did not get along because Richard Gere was mad that Bruce Willis took his role. He was going to play the Jackal. And so I did read a little fun fact after I watched it that was like, they would, when they did meet up, they asked each other how each other's movie was going. Since they were filming two different movies, pretty much they were never together. So if you ever do watch this again, go back and look. They're never on screen together except the very end of the movie.
Yeah, except the very end.
Well, in the boat. In the boat scene when he catches them in the...
Well, that's... But there, you see how far apart they are? Shots. Yeah, it could have been like stunt
double.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah. I see. Okay, yeah.
So yeah, wow, they hated each other. Oh, Richard Gere definitely hated
Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Anyway, that was a side story. I give him a 3 as well. I agree with you guys. I like the backstory. I think the character is interesting, but they didn't give him enough. They didn't give him enough, and he's a little too soft-spoken. But I do like that he had honor. One thing me and Alex like is when people have like a code, and he told the guy he wasn't going to run. He's like, I won't try to escape. And he didn't. And Sidney Poitier said, I'm going to go get ice cream for 30 minutes. And that, you know, he's like,
I did like that.
So I give him a 3. I don't think he's a terrible character, but could have been better. All right, main villain, the Jackal, the titular Jackal. Alex, Bruce Willis, the Jackal, what'd you think?
Sleepy Willis is at it again. I think he was sleepy. I think his acting in this one was not as good. And you know why? This damn movie. Now, when you said it, The Rock, it hit me with another movie, The Saint with Val Kilmer.
We did
Elizabeth Shue. It had the same style characters. While Val Kilmer was the good guy, Bruce Willis was the bad guy, and he was altering different suits. What acting did he do? He was by himself most of the time. He was doing...
Pretend to be gay that one time.
He pretended to be Canadian. But even that part didn't even feel like he was. I felt like he was a body double when he was about to kiss the guy. Like, I felt like the shots switched.
He's like, you can never show my face.
Yeah, you can't show me doing this. But, like, I just felt like there was a lot of parts in this movie that I was just like, I felt like I got paid and I'm just going to do what I do best is nothing. Like, even the ending when he's about to shoot the lady president, he's sitting at the bench and he's just like, takes his pen.
The little
pen.
He's
doing this and he's doing that. And I was just like, honestly, like if I put not performance wise, the character, the villain, how is the villain in this movie? He's decent. If you really look at it, he's very decent. He has a history with the good guy. But now that Nate tells me him and the fucking actor didn't like each other, how is that going to perform in the movie? Because they don't see each other towards the like, when they shoot each other at the end of the movie. So when you do a movie like this, I always like to see the good guy, bad guy do one conflict shooting at each other or car chase. We ain't getting none of that stuff between the two actors. So for me, I'm going to give him a 2.
Whoa,
for decent.
A 2, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a 2 because honestly, you could see, now that Nate talked about it, now you can see the hatred between the two actors in this movie.
You're not going to be able to stop thinking about it.
I cannot thinking about it. Now it's going to destroy me with my stuff, but it's not going to alter the movie for me. But yeah, it's a 2.
Fair enough. Rich, what do you got?
I'm going to not go as low as 2. I think he just walks in this movie. What'd you call sleepy?
That's what we always like to call actors who don't try that hard. Sleepy, whatever their last name is.
Because they're so good. They're untouchable on the set. Like, you can't tell them, no, you can't do this.
Yeah. You're 100% right with that. I think this is a paycheck, like you said. But I'm not going to go as low as 2. Because he did change his hair up a little bit.
That blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
He did wear a fat suit. I'm going to go 3.
Murdoch. All right. 3. I liked the villain in this movie. I don't know what happened. I was surprised. Where I agree is the performance is not amazing. It's not like top tier Bruce Willis. The problem is because he's playing the villain. Well, no, it's not really a problem. He's less charismatic than he has the capability to be. We've seen him be, especially in the Die Hard movies, in the Fifth Element. Like, the dude is cool. Bruce Willis is a cool actor, but when I think he toned it down because he's playing a bad guy. So for me, I love when villains are charismatic, so I wish he would have leaned into it more. But, you know, it could have been the director being like, hey, don't be, you know, you're bad. So performance wise, I agree. However, I think the character of the Jackal's awesome. First of all, he don't even have a real name. He's just a Jackal. That's his name in the credits. That's his name all the time. This dude shot a pregnant lady. He killed the other lady. Anybody Richard Gere likes, you're dead or you're going to get shot. I love that.
You can't protect your ladies.
I love this. I love that line. You can't protect your ladies. You can't do it. You know, he's taunting him. I love the scene in the house where he keeps blasting the music all over the place and he's shooting the guy under the stairs. And I mean, that's more action scenes, but still the character, I love that scene because he's an assassin and the whole movie, they're setting you up for him doing this job with a robotic gun, which that kind of reminded me of Shooter. Remember Shooter? It has like a gun that's in another place. Mm-hmm. But that scene shows he could do it with himself as well. You know what I mean? Get in there, murder a bunch of people. Yeah. I gave him a 5. I actually like the Jackal as a character. I don't disagree with your guys' assessment of the performance, though. Although I did think it was funny when he was the Canadian guy. They got his papers, eh? They got
And then there was like another scene that he looked like Steven Seagal. Yeah.
Like he had a long ponytail and a goatee.
Yeah, like he just looked like Steven Seagal. Yeah. Like, but I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree in terms of, yeah, the character himself is really good. I just think my problem is I think because Bruce Willis was the hot commodity of the 90s. Yeah. They had to put him in. But honestly, if this was another actor, it would have been way better. Because I feel like the fact that now that you're telling me that Richard Gere and him did not like each other, I think that kind of hinders the movie now. Because now you're telling me these characters were never going to meet up because they have the hatred. Like,
I could see that. But I think the character on paper is still cool. Like,
he's cool. I mean, he reminds me of the other assassins that we saw on screen, and I like him a lot. It's just that for me in this one, I like my assassins that taunts the good guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sees him in a corner, like down the block or something, or do something, or like, and have that one kind, like, they didn't even talk. Like, when they had each other on that boat scene, he didn't even talk to him. He just looked at him in slow motion and they went,
oh, and I like the end too. What? He takes that kid hostage. I'm like, that's messed up. Also, when he's walking through the subway and that guy's like, hey, and he just, and he blasts him. Awesome. Yeah.
I think he would have killed that.
He was. Yeah. I think he was.
No matter what.
I agree.
It was weird that he let her go.
That's a villain. Also, this movie came out the same year as The Fifth Element. If you want to know about performances, tell me which one he was more interested in in making in 1997. Okay, so we're all over the place here. 5-3-2. Very good. I like it. Action scenes. Rich, what did you think?
There's some cool scenes. Not a whole lot. My favorite scene is, I'm just going to say, is seeing Jack Black die. I'm not a big Jack Black fan.
Go figure.
He's funny. Gotta hate him.
You threw that layup, and I just came and finished the dunk.
Yeah.
Alex did an alley-oop.
I do like the chase scene in the subway. I only had one problem. Oh, he's holding on to that thing, and he's all shit.
The CGI train?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks so bad. Oh, I'm trying to think of other action scenes. The house scene, we talked about that. That's pretty cool.
The boat shootout.
So I think I'm going to go a 4, just because the house scene saves it.
All right. Fair enough. A 4. Alex, what do you got?
Oh, and when he's shooting up the president lady, or tries to shoot up the vice president.
Oh, yeah, the big lady gun. He's shooting, almost shot a whole building down. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, what do you think?
All right, so there was a few problems that I had with this movie, with Mr. Jackal, and you brought it up, Rich. The scene that he's pretty much destroying the building with this machine gun. My problem is, if this thing is already zoomed in, right? And the lady's in Target, why not just shoot everybody that's on this? Like, me and my wife was like, why didn't you just shoot the stage? Like, he was shooting the ceiling. I'm like, she's laying on the floor. She's right there for you to take him. Like, you could have destroyed her right there and then. No one was shooting
him. He say later on, when he's fight or talking to Jack Black, he says it's off. Yeah, the sight's off.
Plus, they never Richard Gere shot that, right? The sight.
No, he shot the sensor, the stupid eye thing. My thing is that if he's seeing it shooting the ceiling, all he had to do was just put the thing down and then start tearing up everybody in the wood. Yeah. Like, he would have killed so many people or everybody that's running around. He could have did so much chaos, but he kept shooting the building. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, what is the point? All you had to do with that, just run off. Because I was like, doesn't waste the bullets. In my case, if you're there to kill the first lady, I was like, that's, I don't know. I just felt like that plan was just so wonky. There was not enough kills with Bruce Willis in this movie. Like, him killing people. Like, honestly, not much at all. It was pretty much him going across country with different suits. It's not much assassination attempts of him killing people, except the 3 people in the beginning when he killed the people in the house, J.K. Simmons and everybody. Like, that's the only death that you see him do the awesome stuff. I liked it. I was like, yo, this is actually pretty cool. The only thing that I was like, this is far-fetched, is that the music is outside and they can hear it inside. And I was like, there's no way in hell that can happen. Like, how the hell is the radio outside blasting and you hear it inside crystal clear? I'm like, that was kind of weird. And he was shooting through wood. Them going outside could hear those gunshots going through even with a silencer, you're going to hear the wood breaking. So, like, I was just like, that was kind of weird. I know they had a stereo inside the house, but he turned that on after the fact. He didn't turn it on at the same time with the one outside. So I was kind of like, that was kind of weird. I like that. But other than that, I gave it a 3. In terms of action, yeah, Richard Gere didn't even fight him, so there was nothing there. And they did the corny slow motion, like him turning around all bloody with the bullet, like he's about to shoot the 90s, typical 90s bad guy that he get the last shot. And then the guy goes, no! He's like, So... Yeah, I give it a 3, honestly.
Okay. I like the action in this for the most part. It could have been more. There definitely could have been more. Mm-hmm. I like the scene where it's shooting the building. I think, you know, this was my first time seeing it. But when I saw it, I assumed, to me, it read as when Richard Gere shot it, it messed up the whole targeting system, period. So I don't think it was just as simple of move it up and down, whatever. You know, he shot through it. I figured it was off. So he's just shooting wherever it will go. But I just like the way it looked. You know, the build, like literally the bullet holes that were like this
big. Oh, no, yeah. 50 calibers are hitting the building.
And the explosions. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Also, the scene with Jack Black is great. When he's like, hold the cigarettes out. Don't be scared. He blows his arm off.
I love that scene.
Hilarious. And he's like, stand by the car. And then he just mows him in half, blows up the car. I love the way it's shot. I think those scenes are really good. I like the scene in the house a lot. Logistically, I understand the music thing, but I just think it's a well-shot scene. I like him under the stair. I love the way he shoots the girl on the couch. Mm-hmm. He's laying on the couch and he like just puts it right there. And he just shoots her. Loved it. So that was cool. He also shoots that one guy. You forgot. He shoots the gay guy in his house when he goes to his house when he's eating.
But that's shots, not.
I'm eating Korean food, but it looked like Chinese food. But he's like, you like Korean food? We're not going to be gay tonight. Pop, pop. And he shoots him. That's it.
His demeanor changed mad quick. He was just like, come inside.
Yeah.
He's like, move.
I'm in the garage. We're not going nowhere. You're not going anywhere. And then, and then you have the subway scene. And he shoots that dude. That I just like that part. Hey, pop. And he just gets shot. I like it. So I gave it a 4. I thought I agree with Alex in the sense of there could have been more and should have been more. But I do think what's there is fun. I had a good time, the action scene. So 4-4-3. Okay. Storyline, Alex.
Okay. I thought it was okay. I mean, for me, I guess it was just in terms of the storyline itself, it was okay. It was daunting at times. It felt long. It was like a 2-hour movie. It felt kind of bored at sometimes. I was just like, oh my God, like, what are we doing? Like, are we moving it? Like, I thought he was going to shoot somebody through the boat when he puts the gun through the boat urn thing. And I was like, oh, that would be dope, shooting him from a boat. And I was like, oh, but they didn't use that. He just used it to transport it into the whatever, Chicago, whatever. So I was like, oh, that's cool. But the storyline was okay. He put Richard Gere in prison. He killed his kid and they want revenge. So that's pretty much it. And Isabella's the one who shot him in the neck at the end. And I was like, all right. Back then, that cell phone would not go through where he was. That reception would be really bad. But I don't know. Like, honestly, like, for me, it was just a daunting movie. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel the cat and mouse in this movie. Like, between the good guy and bad guy. Or even, like, at least with The Rock, I felt the cat and mouse between Sean Connery, even Nicolas Cage, even fighting with Sean Connery to get him to do something. Like, I felt that. Here, I didn't. I just felt like it was just a move. It was just a movie them to get through. And I will say this, though. This is a movie I would like to see getting remade, but with the Jackal doing way better stuff. Like, him doing missions, then you add in the character, like, of Richard Gere in the mix. Or maybe a prequel of him and Richard Gere's character together, and then he screws him at the end of the movie, and it ties to this. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But other than that, storyline, gave it a 3. I thought it was good. So,
right, Rich, what do you think?
I'm going to echo what he says, too. It's a 3 for me. I do like the story of the Jackal. I mean, I like the Jackal that he's like killer. He's I like that. I wanted more of Sidney. Sidney Poitier. What's his name?
Oh, the FBI?
Yeah. I liked that a little bit. And I liked the girl with the Freddy Krueger face.
Jeez.
Oh my God. She's a Major Valentina.
Yeah. KGB or something.
I
kind of liked her story a little bit. So, yeah.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, Valentina.
I couldn't remember her name.
Valentina was her name. That's fine. It was Russian. All right, so 3 for you. Yeah, we're all on the same page here. I gave it a 3. You know what? I thought this movie was fine. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, this is fine. I do agree. I'm sure there's like a 1 hour and 40 minute cut of this movie that's way better. You know, that's like leaner and is just leaner and meaner. It has a few parts that are a little draggy. I wouldn't say I was bored, but I definitely wanted some scenes to move quicker at times. I was like, okay. Let's speed this along. Like, I think sometimes the problem you run into with some of these movies is I love details, and I think a lot of people do, right? Like, you're watching something, you want to know like how it happened. You don't want loopholes, but I also think you can over explain stuff, like showing him practicing spraying the car paint off and then actually spraying the car paint off. He could have just done the second one where he sprays it in the garage. I didn't need to see him practice it first. You know what I mean? And there's a few of those scenes where it's like, I don't need to know every little detail of what's going to happen later. So, you know, could have cut out some stuff here and there, but it was a 3. I think it's fine. The storyline, like, I like the premise. Hired assassin who's trying to kill the first lady. Well, first they think it's the FBI. They think it's the wrong person. And then them getting an old friend/rival to help them catch him. As a basic premise, I think it's good for an action film. So I gave it a 3 as well. Okay, what's your overall score, Rich?
I'm going to go 3 again, because I think I gave it a 3 on Letterboxd. So yeah, it's a 3. I mean, you said it all there too. I will pop this in, like, probably again in 3 or 4 more years when I get to my J section of my collection. So I'll definitely watch it again.
The J's for Jackal. The all G. right, the 3 for Rich. Alex, what did you think on Tubi?
Who are you popping back on Tubi?
Tubi.
I'm back on it. Honestly, as an overall picture, it's good. It's just that it was missing a lot of stuff. I think for me, it was missing so much content that I would have enjoyed between the characters. Like, if they would have started the beginning of the movie with Richard Gere and Bruce Willis doing the heist and him getting caught, and then it goes years later, and then you see him coming to the prison, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been like, you know what? Now I understand what's going on. Because I honestly was like, why are they getting Richard Gere? Like, why do I care for Richard Gere's Irish character? Like, why would I care for it? And even the Jackal, like, even the FBI didn't know who the Jackal was, which is kind of weird, right? Like, yeah. He didn't know who he was that's doing this stuff. And I wanted more content of that. I do agree with you. That whole spray painting the car thing, it would have been so much better without even letting me know what it was until he did it for the first time. And I went, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Him spray painting off the thing, and it wouldn't have made sense. All the 20,000 wardrobe changes did not need to be in the movie. I kind of got the sense that he did it once. He's going to do it again. So I didn't need him to go to Montreal, to freaking Chicago, back to Africa. Then from Africa, he's going to come around. So I wasn't too crazy with that. Other than that, to be really honest with you, pretty much it. I thought it was a good, solid movie between good and evil. Honestly, nothing for me major going, wow, this is amazing action film. Yeah.
So what was your score? What'd you give it?
3.
Again, we're all equal here. I gave it a 3 as well. I think it's, you guys both said it, I think it's good. Just good. You know what I mean? Like, it's not exceptional. It's not a top tier 90. It's very 90s, but it's not a top tier 90s film. And I am a 90s film enthusiast. Like, I love 90s movies. So for me, like, this kind of fit in as like a regular Saturday action, you know, movie in the afternoon. It's fine. I thought the Jackal was a cool character. Where I'm really going to agree with you, Alex, is I think this could be remade into a cooler movie. I'm surprised, because this was not a hit. So I'm surprised it's not been like remade. These are the kind of movies they should remake. The ones that didn't make, you know, $800 million already. Maybe it was like, man, there's a good idea there, but I think I can make it better. I would love to see a modern kind of adaptation of this, but we'll see. I'm sure we might get one day.
You know who I would pick for the Jackal? The Pablo Schreiber. What's his name?
Oh. Pablo Schreiber.
Oh, that's his name. Yeah, him. I'll pick him. That's the guy who plays Halo.
Halo. He was in Den of Thieves. He's Liev Schreiber's brother. And you get Liev Schreiber to play the guy who gets out of jail.
The brothers go against each other.
That'll be sick. I love Liev Schreiber. He's awesome.
Yeah, I like Paul too. Paul's a really good actor.
Yeah. They're both good. That would be fun. Cast the brothers as like, but they're not brothers in the movie, but like, that would be neat. They don't even look alike. I bet you people don't even know they're related. So yeah, 3 all around. All right, total points. Alex, what did you give this?
I gave it a 14 out of a 25.
14 out of 25. Rich?
16.
All right, so all right. 16 out of 25. I'm the high man here. I gave it an 18 out of 25. I'm not saying this is amazing, but I think I liked it. I thought it was solid. Will I watch it again? Maybe one day. You know, I didn't hate this movie. I thought it was a solid film. Okay, so with that being said, Rich, thanks for coming on again. Hope you had a good time.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I got a long schedule. I'll have you take a look at it. But just so you know, what we got coming up over the next 2 weeks, or next 2 episodes, I should say. Next week, Alex and I, we're going solo, the real action movie guys, baby. We're going to be doing Return of the Jedi, a little movie called Return of the Jedi, a little indie film. And then we're wrapping up Bruce Willis month, which means, you know what? Next week, you get to find out what is the next month. I always like revealing the next month coming up. So the last movie is a movie called Tears of the Sun. Now, this is a war film.
I love that movie.
Well, you know, you picked this week. You could have been on that week.
Yeah, I love.
So we got Tears of the Sun, who Alex directed by someone I think we both quite enjoy, Mr. Equalizer himself, Antoine Fuqua directed this movie. So we will be wrapping up Bruce Willis month with the first one in the 2000s, the only one we did in the 2000s. Tears of the Sun.
Yeah, interesting. So far, Bruce Willis month been
it's been like mediocre because this movie was like fine. Last Man Standing, I didn't really like. And then Striking Distance is horrible, but I had a blast.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah,
it's crap. It's watchable. I've never crap. Seen
that
one.
That was watchable crap.
It really sucks. Yeah. But I was like, man, this movie's making me laugh. I'm like, I'm having a good time. Who's the best cop? Who's the best cop?
I got a bulletproof vest.
Rich, you've never seen it?
No, Who's the best cop? Who's in it with it?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, see, that's why I wouldn't watch it.
You just hate her too much to even watch a movie with her from 1993 or whatever this movie was made, 1995. Evan loves it. So Evan was our guest and he had watched it like 30 times when he was a kid. So it's about boat cops.
Boat cops.
It's a murder mystery with boat cops. It's pretty good. It's pretty terrible, but it's pretty good. So yeah, I agree, Alex. Bruce Willis month been kind of, I think we did all his, well, Tears of the Sun, from what I remember.
Did you guys do Last Boy Scout?
No, not for this. We did it for Director Spotlight. Oh, no. Yeah, Director
Spotlight. We did it. Yeah, Tony Scott.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, we didn't do that one yet in terms of.
We will do it one day, but we hit the heaviest of Bruce Willis because we did all the Die Hards and we did The Fifth Element already.
Yeah, I think so. But it might be some.
But Tears of the Sun, from what I remember, I agree with Rich. I remember thinking Tears of the Sun is a very good film. So we'll see.
Yeah, okay. I really like that.
All right, Rich, thank you so much for joining in for these two episodes, man.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun. Little learning curve.
Yes.
Next time, make sure you write down all your.
I will. See,
it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. We got you. At least we got you with the password.
Don't be like when Alex went on your show and was like, gave everything a 10. A zero.
Well,
one.
I mean, in my case, those movies were a one.
They
gave me the worst week. I saw everyone else's stuff, and I'm like, that's bullshit. I'm the one that got the shit.
By the way,
out of the
David
stick.
Said he wants to have you back on to have a redemption show.
We do.
They don't give you the worst movies of all time.
We would love to have you back on.
What,
Alex?
During Twisters? Week of Twisters? We'll watch you back during Twister. And then next thing you know, I'm going to see Twister, then the Black Twister, and then Sharknado 10. And
the White Demon.
Oh, he had to watch that one.
I had the White Demon. The White Demon. There's some Netflix action movie called Can You Uncode This? And then I'm like, what?
From Indonesia.
Anyway, no, thank you so much for joining. Yeah, I'll do another one. But yes, let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me at TwitterFan77 on Instagram, TwitterFan77 on YouTube, and the Faces for Radio podcast YouTube channel.
There you have it. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, or head over to our official website, www.geeksandflicks.com, where you can listen to all the Action Movie Guys podcasts streamed right from the website, or you guys can follow us on our any platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere of those. And of course, we're returning back to live streaming Geeks and Flicks Live Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, starting March 3rd, and then every 2 weeks after that, we're going to be doing. So we're going to kick it off with the best 10 years of the Super Bowl halftime show. We're going to give our top five performances of the halftime show. We're going to talk about it with you guys so you guys can call in. You have fun with that. So with that said, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Az Figueroa. Thank you so much. Be awesome to each other and geek out.